Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. This is Lee Cantor, your host, joined by my co-host, Miss Katie Galley. How are you doing, Katie?
Doing great, Lee. How are you?
You know, this is my favorite episode that we do, Culinary Atlanta, because we talk about food. Yeah. You know, my favorite subject.
Yep, one of mine too.
And we got some of my favorite food groups here.
Yeah.
We have the Honey Baked Ham folks.
Ham is delicious.
And then we have Uber Eats folks who deliver lots of my favorite foods.
There you go.
And then how many times you get Uber Eats to your house? You guys are regular
like
users.
A lot. Probably once a week. Yeah.
So they're regulars at your house.
Yeah.
But we'd like to thank Daniel Shubes here also with signstream.net. And he is the sponsor of today's episode. Thank you for doing this, Daniel. We couldn't do this without your support. And we're going to kick it off with Ivana Ali with Honey Baked Ham. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Ivana, we also have Evangeline George with Uber Eats. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Now, Ivana, why don't you talk about a Honey Baked Ham? Well, for the two people out there who don't know what you guys are up to. What makes you guys special?
So Honey Baked Ham is really just about celebrating life's moments. I mean, we have signature premium products. I mean, anyone that doesn't know Honey Baked Ham, I mean, you must be under a rock, I would say.
I know.
Because, you know, we've been delivering deliciousness for over 60 years now. We're celebrating our 60th anniversary
years.
This
wow.
year. Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, we have our signature ham product, which is slow smoked for 24 hours. Our signature crunchy glaze, which, you know, is really unparalleled and so delicious. And the best thing about it is it's conveniently sliced and ready to serve. So we take the hassle out of having to prepare any kind of meal.
Now, Honey Baked Ham is, everybody knows them for the ham and the holidays that they go together. But you also have stores that you have sandwiches. Like it's a regular restaurant. It's not just this special occasion food,
yep.
is it?
Yep, that's a great point. So outside, actually, I'll speak to the product side first. So outside of just our signature ham, we also have turkey breast, we have pot rolls, we have ribs.
Right.
We have a whole plethora of side dishes and desserts.
Desserts,
and
right.
Rolls. So we really offer an entire meal solution for every family out there. And like you said, outside of the holiday season where we're open all year round, we have over 400 locations nationwide where we serve lunch during the day as well as our ham and our, you know, signature retail products. So,
and then you do catering as well.
We
right?
do catering
that's,
as well.
That's something people don't, they may not, they think that, oh, that a ham appears every holiday.
Right.
But every day you guys are doing work feeding a lot of people.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We cater, you know, office parties, events. I mean, you name it, we can do it. And so we have everything from, you know, an assortment of savory, like side dishes and sauces and rolls and sandwich platters and, you know, using, of course, our, you know, our signature Honey Baked Ham product, but also, you know, we have a turkey. We have a lot of
right.
alternatives for people out there, salads, et cetera.
Right. And so it doesn't have to be just for a special occasion. It
no.
could be just for, you know, an office lunch.
Office lunch
right.
for, you know, sandwiches. I mean, I pack lunch for my daughter's school and, you know,
right.
I pack our
Bring
ham
a bunch
sandwich.
Of ham. And that rolls so, yeah. you guys use are really good.
Yes. Yes. We have, you know, we have our rolls that, you know, great bread. We have, you know, mayo, honey mustard. I mean, everything that you can need to, you know, prepare your meal for every day.
And now we're here to talk about this kind of unique relationship you guys have with Uber Eats.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
Can you
we
talk
are.
About?
So as you think about, you know, in a very busy world that we're in, I know everyone is starved for time. And so Honey Baked Ham, you know, really is all about, you know, being there in those moments that matter for our customers and, you know, being part of their everyday and you know, just looking at ways to save customers time to spend more time with people that they love and, you know, doing things that they love. And so what better way than to partner with Uber Eats, you know, to offer that convenience, right? So you can get your ham or your turkey or, you know, your lunch delivered at the tap of a button, you know, and it comes right to your door, to your office, to your home, and you can, you know, free up time to do other things that you'd rather be doing, so.
Well, Evangeline, can you talk about this relationship? Like, how did this come about?
Absolutely. We're so excited to be partnering with Honey Baked Ham to really leverage Uber's technology and the convenience of Uber Eats for folks to get the food they love and they need for all of their holiday feasts delivered right to their door.
And then was this Were you thinking about this for just the holidays, or is this something that, because you can use Uber Eats to deliver for any of your needs, right?
Absolutely. And we've had a lot of Honey Baked Ham stores on the Uber Eats platform for a while, delivering a lot of their lunch favorites. But what we've started doing this holiday season is some of their holiday favorites that are fit for an entire family feast or a friends gathering and can really serve a whole party.
So that was the initiative is built around parties for this?
However you want, it's food that can serve an entire party.
Exactly. So as small or as large as you want it. And mm-hmm. so on the Uber Eats app, you know, users can go on there and they can order a combination of lunch, and they can also order, you know, a ham, a quarter ham, boneless ham. They can order side dishes. They can order desserts. So it's
really...
Exactly. So whatever you want, we have it there. And it's just really another way to offer convenience. And we're really excited about the partnership.
So now, how does it work for someone who's never used Uber Eats? How does that work?
You can download the Uber Eats app. And once you have it on your phone, if you have an existing Uber account to take rides, you can sign right in. If you don't have an Uber Eats account, you can create one. Once you open up the app, you'll enter your address and you can start looking at restaurants. You'll see all the restaurants that are nearby you, mm-hmm. but you can also search. You can go into the search function and type Honey Baked Ham, and you'll see a Honey Baked Ham store near you pop right up. Once you click the restaurant, you can scroll through all of the options and see everything that's available on the menu.
And then so you have access to the entire menu, or is this like a smaller menu just for Uber Eats, or how does that work?
So we have a curated assortment of items for Uber Eats specifically, but it does encompass a lot of the favorites that our customers love. So you can get your half hams, your ribs, you can get quite a few of our side dishes, rolls, desserts. So we do have a little bit of everything for everyone on there.
And then you have enough stuff that even if it was just for lunch for me and my wife, I could do that, or I can cater a party almost?
Yes. So we have both menus on there. So you can get your lunch orders like, you know, we've been partnering with Uber Eats, like Evangeline mentioned, for the last few months now in few markets outside of Atlanta. We're looking to continue to expand that. So you can definitely order your lunch as well as order your holiday favorites.
Now, the idea of partnering with Uber Eats, was that to get their expertise and their technology? Because you guys at Uber Eats probably know a lot about best practices of how restaurants can leverage this technology, right?
We have the technology, and I think another strength of Uber Eats is that we have so many drivers on the road every day delivering food and delivering people where they need to go from point A to point B. In Atlanta, we have around tens of thousands of driver partners on the road.
Really?
So that really helps people get food quickly when you have so many drivers on the road, that vast delivery network.
Now, when you're going out and working with restaurants, how do you kind of nurture that relationship? How do you kind of serve them?
We work closely with our partner restaurants, and that's something we're really proud of, taking them through every step of the process. They have an iPad in each restaurant that shows when an order comes in, and we work through that technology that works through that process with them. And then we work to time a delivery driver to show up when the food would be ready at a restaurant. We work with them on the average time it takes to prepare an order. So we make sure when the food is ready, a driver showing up, it can get it to the person ordering as soon as possible.
So now, Katie, when you guys use it, how does it work at your house?
Well, we're almost always asked if we're having a party, but we're never. I mean, it's my family of five. We just eat a whole lot of food. Mm-hmm. And so we always get asked funny questions. Like even by the driver, they think we're having a huge party. We kind of play it off. But yeah. We really love using Uber Eats. And so is it going to be exclusive to the Metro Atlanta area? Is this where the partnership is beginning and you're planning to expand?
We're piloting this holiday favorites delivery in Atlanta, in Atlanta right now.
Okay. Yes, but the plan is to expand after the holidays. So we're really excited so far. We launched the pilot during Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. You know, we got some really great support, and we're looking, you know, towards Christmas and Easter to really continue to blow it out. So we're excited about the partnership.
Now, for Uber Eats, what is a bigger need for you guys? Is it to get more partner restaurants? Is it to get more drivers, more customers? Like, how do you serve all those different constituencies?
Uber Eats has really been growing a lot in Atlanta. We have more than 1,000 restaurants on the platform in Atlanta. I think what's amazing about Uber Eats is that it benefits consumers, it benefits eaters, and it benefits restaurants. For eaters, of course, it's an easy way to get the food that you love delivered at the tap of a button.
Right.
For driver partners, it's an additional earning opportunity for them. They can stay on the road. It's less time in between trips. There's right. more opportunity to drive. And then for restaurants, it's an additional revenue opportunity. It's an opportunity to reach more customers.
Right. I know that I have a personal friend that owns a small mom and pop restaurant. And she says that it's added a noticeable amount of revenue to her restaurant for them not having to do anything out of the ordinary. It's a very easy, like you said, the platform is very kind of seamlessly fits into their world.
I think another interesting thing to note is how it's grown into such an everyday option. It's not just a special delivery for a night in. It's really people ordering a quick lunch at the office. It's people ordering at the park for a picnic. And as we were talking about people ordering a large ham for a holiday party. It's really kind of transitioned and grown to every aspect of people's lives.
Right. And that's why we're really so excited about Uber Eats as a partner, because, I mean, we're seeing the growth. We started with the lunch and now, as we mentioned, going to the retail, and we're really seeing, you know, a lot of consumer adoption. We're reaching new consumers through the platform. And, you know, it's exciting for us because, you know, we're introducing Honey Baked Ham to a lot of customers that might not necessarily think about ordering Honey Baked Ham on Uber Eats because they're so used to ordering it just, you know, going to Uber Eats just for lunch, right?
Right.
So it's a different use case. And so I think it's a mutual benefit to both companies because we're driving people to the platform to order things that, you know, ordinarily they wouldn't do.
Because it could be, you could be having a party or maybe like all of a sudden you need a bunch of food and you can go in there and go, oh, look at what they got here.
Exactly.
And then the way it works is the delivery, like how's the delivery work? Is it free or with a minimum? How's that
work? There's a $4.99 delivery charge, but with our special partnership with Honey Baked Ham, if you order from Honey Baked Ham and have an order over $50, the delivery is free.
Oh, wow. So it's free delivery. So no excuses.
Free
right?
delivery.
No
with your hands.
Yes. So users just have to enter the code HoneyBaked into the Uber Eats app and with their order over $50 and they get free delivery. So.
And then they get free delivery for that. And then is this something that for Honey Baked Ham, the restaurant, you're trying to get the customer to get used to? Like this is just a part of their week, right? Now you want them to order on a regular basis?
We're open to offering our products anytime, anywhere, anyhow, you know, our customers want to enjoy our products. So I think, yes, we would love them to order every single day of the week. We want them to come into the stores.
But does it increase? Have you found the research? Is there research like once they start doing this, do they order more often? Like what kind of data do you have for in this regard, once people get kind of starting using it, is it they get hooked on it?
Like I said, we've seen Uber Eats is very popular in Atlanta. That's what
so.
I can tell you that it has really, it's been in Atlanta for 2 years now, around 2 years. And we've seen the community here really adopt it and it become a really everyday part of people's lives.
And then is it all age groups are using the app or is it skew younger?
It really is all ages. I will even say my grandmother, who cannot drive anymore and doesn't leave the house very often, can get Uber Eats delivered right to her house. So certainly every age group.
And that way they can find their favorite restaurants.
Find their favorite restaurants. Like lots of pictures of the food that you love right in the app.
Now, how does it work when you work with a restaurant? Who takes the pictures? How does that kind of populate the app?
We work with the restaurant on all of that. The restaurant has control over what an eater would see about their restaurant in the app. We work with them on pictures and they set the menu that they want to display in the app and what they want to sell on Uber Eats.
So then when you decided to work with them, you reached out, there was a representative for Uber Eats that worked with you in partnership to kind of explore best practices, so you can get the most out of it?
Yes. So, I mean, there's definitely, we have a strategic account team with that we work with very closely at Uber Eats. And so there's a lot of exchange of knowledge and a lot of back and forth, and we, you know, we continue to optimize as we go along. Since we launched, you know, we've made some tweaks to the platform. We've added new items, you know, just based on how eaters are responding to certain items. You know, we would either, you know, increase availability of items on the menu, take things out. So we've been optimizing just based on preferences.
So you can do that almost in real time. You can see data and then you can make adjustments.
Yes, which is great. Technology is awesome.
It is amazing. For example, if a restaurant were to run out of an item, they can change that in real time in the app.
Exactly. Oh. They can pause an item if it goes out of stock. We can actually, you know, if we're taking, you know, there's restaurants like suddenly very busy and, you know, we're not able to deliver an item within 5 minutes, we can actually extend the time, you know, for the customer. Uh-huh. So there's a lot of interaction with the customers throughout the day while they place orders on the app.
And then you can adjust the available windows of time that even the app is on or not?
Yes, yes. Because our stores do close at 6:30 every day. So we are able to, you know, obviously adjust our opening and close hours, et cetera. So during the holidays, we do have extended hours. So we're going to be going all the way up to 7:45 p.m. at night. And then on Christmas Eve, we're actually open up all the way up till 4 o'clock. So
for that last minute,
for that last minute ham,
where's the ham?
Get it. There you go. So just go on Uber Eats and you can get your ham. So you don't have to worry and go spend your time shopping or doing whatever else you want to do with your family.
So now you guys move a lot of ham.
Yes, we do.
How much, is that is Christmas? That's the biggest. Or Thanksgiving or
Christmas
Easter?
Is probably our largest season, but it varies by market. But Christmas is really our Super Bowl.
That's your Super Bowl.
Yes. So we're really excited.
Do you have an idea of how much ham you move?
Oh goodness. Oh, tons.
it's just truckloads, right?
Trucks
you have truckloads of hams, right?
Thousands and thousands of truckloads, indeed.
Have you been there when they made the hams? Have you had that experience?
Yes, I have. So I actually worked in the store. Also at the corporate office, we get to work at the stores during the holidays just to, you know, really offer that hands-on support. And so it's really exciting to see, you know, really the lines wrapped around the building and just see customers and in the background, you know, in the kitchen. The actual hand glazing of the hams, because we actually hand glaze each ham in store.
So the ham comes smoked to the store.
Yes, 24-hour smoked to the store, and then it's hand glazed in store.
So then they're just brushing on
that.
Yeah,
there's the glazes in the back, just, you know, assembly line, like just taking their time and glazing each ham. And then, you know, we're wrapping our signature foil. It smells so good. Heavenly. So good. Yeah, so anything you order through Uber Eats, just rest assured it's hand glazed right here in
right
Atlanta
there.
In store.
Yeah. Right, so that's not like they're not shipping it in like that.
No.
That is happening.
It's happening live in the stores.
You're making me hungry.
And then, so then when they order it, they're getting it. That's pretty fresh still because you guys
it's
deliver
fresh.
Pretty fast.
Yes, mm-hmm. And the hams are actually good up to 7 days. A lot of people don't realize that you can schedule your order ahead in the Uber Eats app. Mm-hmm.
So then you don't have to wait till Christmas Eve to order the ham, right?
Yep.
And you'll always see the delivery time, the estimated delivery time right in the app.
Uh-huh. And is it like an Uber where you can kind of follow the person?
Absolutely. There's GPS tracking on the trip. So you'll see your driver leave the store and be able to follow along as he or she gets
and
to
so
wherever you are.
Like
you know exactly when they'll be getting there.
Yes. As far as that goes, so I imagine you have an influx of orders come, you know, holiday season, Christmas and Thanksgiving. But would you, or I guess you're testing it out now, you test it out with Thanksgiving. Is there an issue with you have so many orders, an influx of them and not enough drivers? Or is there ever too much lag time or is there's never an issue with that?
We haven't had a problem. We have, like I said, we have tens of thousands of drivers on the road in Atlanta and that's really our strength. Mm-hmm. And it really benefits the drivers that they have that additional income earning opportunity. So we've been really proud and yes. happy with how the pilot has been going so far.
Yep.
And then Uber Eats though, and Uber, those are two separate apps, right?
They
Even
are
though
separate
the accounts
apps.
Might connect,
they are separate
but
apps.
Those are separate apps. That you have to download.
Absolutely. When Uber Eats first began, it was part of the Uber app and it was kind of a slider in there. And I think it's a testament to how we have evolved to make food delivery really as seamless as possible. We built a separate standalone app to make it the smoothest possible experience for the person ordering food. So you can, as I was saying, search for a specific restaurant in the app. You can search by cuisine. You can click Mexican food or American food and review that way. You can also search by delivery time and see what will get to you the absolute fastest. So it's really been built specifically for food delivery.
And then for you guys, the best way for somebody to find out is just to download the app. It's in all the app stores, right?
Absolutely. You can just search Uber Eats. Yeah.
And then for Honey Baked Ham?
For the pilot, we're actually just piloting in 7 stores in the Atlanta area. So you really need to be within 4 to 5 miles of the Perimeter store, the Honey Baked Ham store in Perimeter, Buford Highway, North Point in Alpharetta, Roswell Road, the Roswell store, Kennesaw, so the Barrett Parkway store, La Vista Road, which is in Tucker, as well as Cobb Parkway. So those are the 7 stores where if you live close to the stores or you're in that geographic area, you can get the honey baked.
Right. So it isn't where you live, it's where you happen to be. So if I'm at my work in Tucker,
yes,
it would show up there because the Uber Eats app is kind of geolocating me, right? And
right.
Then, so then it's going to show me like a so many square or whatever.
Right. So you can always search the name. You can search the restaurant in the Uber Eats app to see if you're in the delivery radius.
The delivery radius.
Yep.
Good stuff. And then Honey Baked Ham, what's a website for Honey Baked Ham if I want to go on there and see all your pretty pictures?
Honeybaked.com.
Honeybaked.com.
Yes, but we definitely encourage everyone out there, please order your hams through Uber Eats.
That's right. Holiday. Go to Uber Eats. And it doesn't matter Android or iOS.
Right.
That you have the apps in the App Store. Download it. You can connect it to your existing. There's an easy way to connect the apps together. If not, you just put your credit card information and then you have access to the whole, all the restaurants.
Right. Yeah. And our Honey Baked to get free delivery.
And then if you put Honey Baked inside there when you order, there's a promo code area.
You can go to the promotions area of the app and enter in that promo code.
And then you just put Honey Baked and then that'll get you free delivery if it's over $50.
Yep.
Good stuff. Well, thank you both for being part of the show today.
Thank you for having us on.
All right. Next up on Culinary Atlanta, we got Daniel Shoup with SignStream.net. Welcome, Daniel.
Hi, how's it going?
It is going good. Now, Daniel, you have a service, SignStream, that helps restaurants, right?
Yeah, restaurants, retail shops, businesses. SignStream.net is basically a way to organize images, videos, and web assets, so social media feeds or weather, whatever have you, onto your screens. It's always been really difficult to control the content and your ads on your screens. And we've made it really, really easy.
And then the retailer can then control their own screens with messaging that helps them kind of promote their own business or other businesses in the vicinity if they so choose.
Yep, that's right. We have a marketplace and local businesses are uploading ads and putting special events that they have. And other businesses are adding those ads to their in-store channels to share business. You know, we're encouraging small businesses to help each other grow. Promo codes and deals and savings are all over the place these days. And screens are taking up time equity. You know, a big screen is much better than a small phone. So we're attracting
eyes. Or the old school poster on the wall.
Yeah, people love the poster on the wall because they're so easy to make. But putting the same poster on a screen is going to get you a lot more ROI. And we have the numbers to back that up.
Now, in your world, you started out, you have your own graphic design business and this kind of evolved from that. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks. So I spent 15 years designing in the Atlanta area, all the big name hitters, agencies, and in-house marketing groups. And I saw this kind of flaw in the marketplace and this lack of ability to get content on screens. There's websites, there's Hulu, and there's all these different things, but businesses aren't using their screens. They're most of the time either dead or showing the news on mute inside restaurants and retail stores. And it just didn't make sense to me. So I did research, and after years of being in the industry and designing ads for those spaces, I decided to build my own way to let businesses do that for themselves and kind of close the gap on content creation and displaying inside your store.
And then have you found the retail shops open to this? Are they hungry for this type of a solution?
Yeah, a lot of them are. A lot of places have in-house marketing teams. A lot of places are making content on their phones, just writing some text on top of a picture and putting on Facebook. So we're showing them with SignStream.net, you just put it on your channel and however many TVs you have hooked up to that channel, which we come in and do for you as well, you can be telling that message to the people that are already purchasing at your location. So they love it. They're getting people to come back more and know more about their products and their offerings. They have lots of great responses from it.
And then sometimes you work with individual like mom and pop stores, but you also work with larger franchises that can then create messaging that can go across all of the restaurants or stores, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, the main point is getting it on lots of screens. So franchises have locations everywhere. And they might want to have specific messaging for each location or corporate messaging that can be passed on to everywhere. And that's part of the flexibility of SignStream.net. And they really appreciate that. Another one of the kind of future next year things that we're working on is partnerships with media companies to get some nicer, more high quality entertainment content so that the stores isn't just advertisements, but it's also some concerts, some sporting events or whatever other partnerships we're working on.
Good stuff. So now if somebody wants to learn more about your organization, what's the best way to find you?
SignStream.net.
Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show. Thank you for sponsoring the show.
Our pleasure.
And thanks to our friends at Uber Eats and at Honey Baked Ham. This is Lee Cantor for Katie Galley. We will see you all next time on Culinary Atlanta.